This is a podcast from WSUM.
The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views of WSUM, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or its Board of Regents.
Welcome back to WSUM's Pop Culture Coffee Break. Today I'm joined by our sports director, Anthony Winker, one of our sports reporters, RJ Carroll, and our promotions director, Owen Cadwell. They're here to help me talk about the Super Bowl, the halftime show, Taylor Swift, football in general, all of the above. So my first question, just to get us started, is who is your dream halftime show performer?
That's a good question. I think that Ed Sheeran would be a good halftime performer, personally.
Really?
I actually think so.
Okay.
I also think it'd be cool if Taylor did it.
This is never going to happen, but I've been kind of getting into like more like EDM sort of thing. So like somebody like Calvin Harris or someone like that. I just don't know if that's like a big enough name to like put in the Super Bowl. And like if that's good enough for a halftime show, because a lot of times they have features and stuff. I think that'd be really cool. Maybe like a Big Sean would be cool. He's done some Thanksgivings for the Lions. It's like kind of like a rapper maybe. But I thought Usher was a good choice. His opening song didn't really appeal to me, but I thought it was a good performance.
Yeah. I think like for a guy like Calvin Harris, I could see him like going on there with someone else that maybe he's like done a song with, but yeah, I don't know if he could headline the whole thing. But yeah, I don't know. My favorite or my I don't know. I would, my dream guest would be like, I don't know, like MGMT or like Tyler the Creator, but I don't think any of them are going to get big enough for what they want for the Super Bowl.
My other question was, halftime performers don't get paid. So that's my thing is, does that kind of change your opinion on the performance or who they could get? Because I don't know.
Well, I mean, the idea for the Super Bowl halftime is that, yeah, they don't get paid, but like, everything that comes with it after, like, Usher got, like, millions and, like, streams and, like, endorsements and, like, all that stuff, like, after he performed. So, yeah, you don't technically get paid, but, like, with the publicity that comes with it and, like, all of that, like, you get a ton, like, millions and millions of dollars. So, I mean, I don't think that's as much of an issue, actually.
But I feel like people as big as, like, Taylor Swift, like, obviously, she doesn't want to do it because she doesn't need that. So she's never going to do it. So I don't know. Or maybe she will. Maybe. I feel like the people who do the Super Bowl are, like, just a little bit washed up. Like just
that's
a little
fair.
Bit.
Because no,
they
is
need
fair.
The exposure. Like, Rihanna hasn't released music in, what, like, 10 years? And she did it. And I don't know. I can't see someone who's really big right now. I feel like it's always someone who's, like, a little bit past their, like, biggest day. And they, like, want that boost.
Yeah.
That's my perception.
I didn't know they didn't get paid, so that's new news to me. But like, with that being said, I don't feel bad for any of them that they're not getting paid because they're so well off. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
they're all like multimillionaires.
Oh yeah,
Anthony mentioned the exposure they're getting too. I mean, for them, like headlining like the Super Bowl halftime is probably like for a lot of them like a bucket list item.
Yeah.
It's probably super cool. They get to bring in some, like, you saw Usher bring in a ton of features this year.
Mm-hmm.
They get to bring in some of their closest friends that they've done songs with to perform at the halftime of a sporting event, which isn't, it's Thanksgiving, it's done, but, like, Super Bowl halftime is probably the most popular concert at a sporting event. So mm-hmm. I think it's a bucket list item for them more than getting paid.
Yeah.
Also, like, we'll talk more about ads later, but Usher was in a ton of ads too as well, and he's going to get paid for all of that. So like I think there's definitely like a lot of it pays for itself to be in the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I only watched the halftime show. I showed up, watched it, and then left. So for you guys who did watch the actual sports, what did you think of the game just overall? General.
I thought it was a good game. Like I mean, it was funny at the beginning. Kind of just felt like a who wanted it the least off. Like fumbles left and right, and but no, I was like, as far as low scoring, you know, early starts to a Super Bowl go. I mean, I thought it was like a pretty good game. Both teams were moving the ball pretty well, and both teams had chances, and then a couple of fumbles in plus territory, and then obviously the second half was great. overtime. I mean, that's only, like, I think, the second time that it's happened in the Super Bowl, and our first time with, like, the new postseason rules. So, yeah, I mean, all in all, I thought it was a really good Super Bowl, actually. I put it up there amongst the best ones.
Yeah, whenever you can get a Super Bowl to go to overtime, it's going to be one of the better Super Bowls. It started off slow, as Anthony kind of mentioned. Took the both teams a little while to get into it, especially on the offensive end. But, I mean, hey, it pains me to say this because I'm a Bills fan. But, I mean, it just, like, showed Mahomes his greatness. He did everything in his power, like, he was never going to lose that game, and I kind of, like, had the feeling, even when the 49ers were leading in the fourth quarter, that every time Mahomes had the ball when he was down, they were going to get points one way or another. And even though he started slow and it looked like at the start of the game that the 49ers defense kind of had him under wraps, you knew that once he needed to score, he was going to score, and he did that the last three times he had the ball.
Yeah, did it just feel like that? Once they were able to get that spark, which was obviously like the punt that I don't know, like what do you even call that? Like
muffed,
went off.
You have a foot.
Went off the back of that guy's foot, and then the other guy tried to get it, didn't get it. But yeah, that was like the turning point, because they literally scored like what, one play later, two
yeah,
plays
MVS.
Later, and then after that, I think it just kind of started to move towards the 49ers or like the Chiefs' favor. And yeah, like you said, Mahomes is just.
Of course, that happened to the Chiefs, getting shifting the momentum because of. Ball goes off a guy's foot.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
only the Chiefs that would happen to.
Yeah. Very fun game to watch. I don't know. I wasn't rooting for either of the teams. I was a little bit more like, I'd rather it end in the first tie ever. I don't know. Not a possible ability, but was not. But I had a fun time watching it. So that was a very unique Super Bowl in a lot of aspects. So.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't watching it live, but my friend did pull up the score at the end, and so I watched it tie, and I was like, wait, this is kind of exciting. Like, kind of wish I was actually watching, but...
what were you doing instead,
Lexi? I was hanging out. I was had important things to do. who were you guys rooting for, or if you were at all?
I was rooting for the Chiefs. I mean, okay. I just really can't stand the 49ers, I'm not going to lie. Sorry, Annika. But, yeah, I mean, just still, like... I just didn't really, like, obviously the 49ers knocked the Packers out of the playoffs, but, and I was kind of holding out hope for a Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift proposal on the field after the game.
So if was they, my father.
If they won. Like, obviously it's, like, really soon, but, like, I thought, like, you know, there's not a better time to do it than, like, winning on the winning.
Be a nice little bow.
Yeah, on the field after, like, winning the Super Bowl. But, yeah, aside from that, like, obviously I don't mind Patrick Mahomes, like, his family's pretty problematic, but I mean,
yeah, they suck.
But he himself is not like he seems like a great guy and good quarterback, of course. And I don't mind, obviously, him winning Super Bowls. So, and yeah, I mean, 49ers, like the other side, like Brock Purdy, like fine, like great guy, overrated as a quarterback, in my opinion. But he's a good guy, like, and I didn't mind, but this was like of the four possible Super Bowl matchups, this is my least favorite of them. But I just kind of picked the lesser of two evils in my mind. Pick the Chiefs.
Yeah, I picked the Chiefs as well, even though they're my favorite team's kind of like biggest kryptonite. We lost to them by three, my team, the Bills, so I thought might as well look good if you lost by three to the Super Bowl champs. So that was kind of my thinking behind it, but I mean, it just pains me every time they win. And I mean, yeah, I don't mind Mahomes. I think more of my hatred toward him is his family, but that's kind of a bad thing to say. But I mean, they just... They rub me the wrong way, but I mean, Mahomes is insane. He's the best, arguably the best quarterback ever, definitely the best quarterback playing right now. But yeah, I was happy the Chiefs won, made the Bills look better. I also had a little bit of a friendly wager on them as well. So made some money doing that, but yeah, it was not the most exciting of the Super Bowl matchups. You didn't get any of like the underdog stories, like the Lions or the Ravens. You just got the two typical best teams in the league, so it was a good game, though. It produced.
Mm-hmm. I think I was leaning more towards the 49ers, but no real reason, rhyme or reason behind it. I just didn't like either of the teams. I thought it would be more funny if, after all of the media and PR going with the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift stuff, it ends in a big loss at the end. So that was kind of where my head was at when I was picking a random team to support.
Yeah, I feel like the two kind of things that I heard where people didn't like the Chiefs because they had already won too many times and they didn't want to see them win again. And I say this with a very big preface that I don't know a lot. I heard someone say this, that the 49ers, that like one of the players was like racist and kind of evil. And
oh,
that
yeah,
they
Nick
have
Bosa.
A lot, yeah, and they have...
Yeah,
and
no,
they
have that's like factual.
It's kind of exaggerated, though, a little bit at this point. At this point.
Okay. Some of the memes are funny about it, though.
It's like then they don't stop.
No, but, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
And so I was just like, whatever, I'll root for the Chiefs, I don't know. But, yeah, I didn't have a huge preference there. Obviously, I didn't watch it.
That's fair. Well, yeah, I mean, you're not going to watch the Super Bowl. I mean, you didn't even like want to watch it for like the ads or like the halftime. Like some
I
of
did,
the ads
I watched
were pretty
the halftime
good.
Show.
Well, who's your
I
favorite team, Lexi?
My favorite team?
Packers?
Sure, yeah. My okay. Listen,
sure.
Sure, go Packers. I don't know. My family is very Wisconsin, very Packers.
Did
so
you watch
like
their playoff
to.
Games, the Packers?
Oh.
No.
Fake fan.
Did they do good?
They actually did do pretty well. Yeah, they actually, honestly, should have been in the Super Bowl, in my humble opinion.
That's kind of crazy.
The thing is, I've never really cared about football, and I'm kind of, and it's with Taylor Swift, and my dad also does it to me because Simone Biles is dating one of the Packers
yep.
players, mm-hmm. or married, I think. And neither of those things, Taylor Swift or Simone Biles, I was really into gymnastics when I was younger. That is not going to get me to watch the game. Like, I don't know. I'm, like, sick of people, like, acting like, oh, she's on the sidelines. Don't you want to watch it? No. I don't want to watch it.
But, like, that was kind of the cool thing about, like, Taylor Swift, like, in my opinion. Like, all the, like, Brads, Chads, Dads out there are just like, oh, get her off my screen. She's on the end. But, like, there were some cool stories, like, but before the Super Bowl and stuff where it was, like, dads and their daughters mm-hmm. that are just like coming together to have like a bonding point now, like
yeah.
you know, like those are the, like there was a really good story ESPN did I think during their like morning like pregame kickoff show, and it's a really cute story with these like dads and their daughters and like their new bonding point now that they had like over football and like Taylor Swift and whatever. Now it's like going both ways and stuff, like guys, like that's what this is, like that's what's cool about
yeah.
this. And mm-hmm. I think you can deal with Taylor Swift being on your screen for like maybe 30 seconds per game
yeah.
to kind of have like that kind of cool aspect. But that's just my opinion, of course.
Yeah. I mean, as like a diehard football fan, it kind of made me a little bit mad to see her, like all the attention she got at the football games. Like I pulled up social media to be like odds on her to be at the game, or like odds that they show her like more than 5 times, or like what is she going to be wearing? Who's going to be in her box and stuff like that. But I also, at the end of the day, also like, none of it is her fault.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be that she's like probably the most famous person in the world right now. But I mean, kind of like it at the end of the day, not her fault, but I didn't really enjoy all the attention she was getting from a football fan perspective.
Yeah, I kind of get the argument where it's like, all right, she is like kind of everywhere, and it might be detracting a little bit away from the actual football being played, but like it was the most watched anything ever in history, I believe this Super Bowl was, and her like she's been absolutely like spiking the NFL's ratings this year, which is kind of insane. And I don't know how I feel about it, because it's like on one end it's like, all right, let's keep it to the football, but I mean, she is bringing a bunch of new viewers that the NFL, I think, has been looking for. So it is a very interesting thing.
Yeah, it is like a completely new demographic. And I could see, I don't know, maybe now I'm like, I'm not going to watch a whole football game just to see her on the screen a few times, but maybe mm-hmm. when I was younger, it would have been cool. Especially because like my whole family is watching football. If I'm going to be there anyways, might as well have Taylor Swift there. I don't know, but that kind of brings me to one of my questions, which was, do you think that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship is all partially or not at all for PR? Do you think they're playing it up for like ratings or anything like that?
At all? Pretty genius if it was.
Yeah.
Personally, I honestly would not even for each of them individually. I would believe it more if like the NFL somehow like swooped in from above and was like, all right.
Because she doesn't need more.
No,
press,
like, yeah. that like that's the thing too, and like not I don't know Travis Kelce needed it. Like, he was already a 2-time Super Bowl champion, already one of the greatest tight ends to ever play the game, and I don't know like do you think like necessarily like either of the two of them like needed more people? Like Taylor Swift just wrapped up the United States leg of the probably one of the largest tours in the history of music.
The largest, if not the largest.
Mm-hmm. I mean Travis Kelce won the Super Bowl last year. Like so there are these things right where it's like. Okay, like, do they really need more PR? Like, I don't think so. And then you see like some of their reactions and like interactions on the field and stuff, and like it feels so genuine too. So like, I don't think it's PR related at all. And I don't know, it just feels like people trying to be annoying.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna sit here and say it's gonna last. I mean, I hope the best for both of them. I mean, it seems like they like each other, but no way it's like anything PR or like trying to build up anything like. In that perspective, I mean, they like each other for now. We'll see how that lasts. I'm going to be interested to see if by the start of next season, if she's still going to Chiefs games and they're still together. I mean, I hope. I mean, I like Travis Kelce, as Anthony said. He's one of the best tight ends ever. So it's a good celebrity couple. But no, there's no way it's built up by PR.
Yeah, I think like there's really no reason for Taylor Swift to be in a relationship with a guy just for PR. Like he's not like the... He's not doing anything, like, no one's listening to his podcast and being like, oh, maybe I'm going to check out this small artist, Taylor Swift. If anything, it's the other way around, but then, like, she's the, like, main one that people are talking about when they're looking at this under a microscope, but it's, like, yeah, there's got to be, like, something there. I don't know, but also, like, admittedly, I don't see a lot that they have in common, which is kind of, there's a lot of funny stuff that has kind of floated around on social media regarding that sort of idea, but I don't know, I don't think it can be really, like, it's a relationship, so it's like, that's kind of an insane thing to have PR for, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah, I always have a hard time believing when people say that any relationship is, like, completely fabricated or for PR. That feels like, I don't know, too much work for I don't know, to pretend to be in a relationship.
But yeah, they don't need it either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, yeah, like you said, like, doesn't really just feel needed at the moment, you know, for either of them, so.
Mm-hmm. And kind of on the topic of PR, did anyone have a favorite commercial or ad that played, or a least favorite, or most effective, least effective?
Yeah, I've got a lot to say about these ads, but I'm curious to say, to see what you guys think about the ads first before I get into my little spiel.
Honestly, I can't even, like, remember any of them. Like, but I was, like, up and around. Like, I was, like, cooking and, like, doing other stuff, and I was doing, like, at the soup. Like, me and my roommate were hosting people, so we were doing a bunch of stuff. The one that I did remember, though, and this is obviously drawing, like, a mixed, but, like, the like, preview for the Wicked movie that's coming.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's like, the only one that I remember for some reason. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think if I went back and, like, looked at all the ads again, I'm sure I'd find some that I liked. And there's some that I think I remember, I do remember liking, and just I can't remember which ones they were. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not, like, I thought they did fine, like, still like the oh the other thing what was it Temu
yeah
oh.
I was gonna yeah. bring that I was
like,
gonna bring
they Temu. Had like four yeah. ads
that's what I was gonna
that
bring
was
up.
That was the other thing insane. Too that's just I don't like what are you getting all this money for
yeah because it's $7 million for 30 seconds according to some sources yeah. So that's crazy
yeah I didn't watch the ads as much as I normally do because I actually normally get like kind of excited about them because they're actually ads I'm like they're kind of worth watching. I didn't end up, like, paying attention to much of them. I saw, like, it's, like, a random one, like, a Dove one where it's just, like, messages on the screen. There was a Dunkin' Donuts commercial with, like, Matt Damon in it that I saw. But some of them, I mean, I forget some of them, but some of them weren't even that good. And I was like, you paid all that money for that? So that was kind of my thought for a lot of them. It's just crazy how much of them, like, just might have been busts after all that money and time spent putting into them. So, but... Yeah, wasn't really into the commercials as much as normal this year.
Yeah, well, there has been, like, a lot of, like, I feel like the commercials have been getting kind of worse year after year. Like, last year, and usually there's, like, a big theme for each Super Bowl with the ads and stuff. Like last year, there's a lot of crypto ads. This year, everyone thought it was going to be AI, but there was really only like Google, Microsoft, and then like occasional other ones. But yeah, like $7 million a pop for 30 seconds is crazy. I had some notable ones though. There was a couple, it was just like the year of celebrities for some reason. Like every ad, I think it was 2/3 of the ads had some sort of celebrity in them. And I don't know. I think it kind of, my take on it is more so that like the celebrity, it more becomes an ad for the celebrity if you're not doing it correctly. So like there was a Beyonce's Verizon ad, which really cool ad, and ended up with her like releasing music timed to it directly. But admittedly, it feels more like a Beyonce ad than a Verizon ad.
Yeah, I didn't even, I heard about the new music thing and I heard about Beyonce's announcement. I had no idea that it was from an ad until you just said that, so.
Yeah, it was insane. It was like it's a cool like thing, and I think it definitely brings up the engagement, but who is like getting hooked on Verizon from watching this ad? They're just listening to the music. Yeah, so I had a big list of ads. Like my top five was like the Dunkin's ad did well. The State Farm ad with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito was in that one as well, I believe, did pretty well. There's that that random mullet bear Kowalski ad, which like it's just a funny ad, and it kind of ties back into their brand where it's like our trucks have or our little ATVs have business in the front and party in the back. My number two was Paramount Plus. They were the exclusive streamer of the Super Bowl this year, but they wanted people to stick around. So they had all of their sort of product offerings there as well. And then my number one was the Michael Cera V ad.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I think it's kind of like there's a little bit of what they were doing beforehand with like releasing videos of him doing stuff. I'm like, eh, come on. Like, it's obviously fake, but I don't know. It's kind of funny. And I like Michael Cera, so that helped as well. We talked about, like, Temu a little bit. They did a bunch of ads. I think they did, like, one or two ads last year, and they saw their user base spike to, like, 70% of what Amazon's is, which is an insane number because Amazon's, like, number one. And I don't like that company. I'll just say it. Like, it seems very hyper-consumerist and, like, kind of forcing you to, it's like gamifying buying things in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the spike they saw, I think it's going to work again, too, which is annoying. But they had people talking about it, and so it admittedly was a good ad, even though I don't like it, and it was kind of annoying, but
yeah, that is kind of frustrating that it was so bad that now people are talking about it, so it ended up doing the job.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It was also one of the ads that didn't have a lot of, it didn't have any celebrities in it, which is interesting. But also the Duolingo bird getting BBL was on my list. That was crazy. They bought like 3 seconds or 5 seconds just to show off that. But yeah, less is more. They didn't spend that much. So I don't know. That was a crazy one.
Do you think that's like a recent trend to just have celebrities and have it be a celebrity promotion?
I think it started pretty recently. I think like even you go down back like 10 years, I think it's like 1/3 of the ads had celebrities in them, and now it's like 2/3. So it's definitely been going up, especially recently, but I don't know if it has this what they think it's gonna have.
I feel like it just makes your brand look bigger and more popular.
Yeah.
And if like and people are like, oh, if like so-and-so is using it, I should probably use it too because I look up to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another big one where it's like they have the celebrity go on Twitter afterwards and retweet the ad. And so like then it gets more engagement from the people. So it's like there's a lot of nuance there as well.
I feel like it kind of comes with the like blurring the lines between influencer and celebrity that's kind of happened recently. Mm-hmm. Where celebrities are now doing all these brand deals and influencers are doing what celebrities do. They're on the red carpet. So,
mm-hmm.
An interesting switch in the culture.
Yeah. I had a lot of low lights on my list as well. In terms of ads, there's a lot of bad ones. It was a lot. I didn't like, I thought this year had a lot of forgettable ads, as Anthony was saying. Like, there just wasn't a lot of ones that really popped. But there's a lot of ones that I'm like, okay, these are not great. One of them was like the Starry ad with Ice Spice. It was just, it had Ice Spice in it. That's the shtick.
Do you see Ice Spice at the game?
With yeah, Taylor Swift? I did see that.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was a crazy box.
Yeah.
Just a random collection of people
Lana
there.
Lana Del Rey was there.
Oh, man. There was a lot of funny little box moments in there. I think, like, Jay-Z was hanging out with the old Twitter CEO. Like, I don't know. Like, because he bought Tidal or something. I don't know. It was insane. There was another ad by Snapchat where it's like their new campaign is less social media, more Snapchat. And it was like kind of calling out all like the bad things that is associated with social media. But then at the end, they're like, you should go to Snapchat instead, basically. Like, it's more real. It's more. And it's like, okay, you are part of the problem here that you guys are talking about. So, like, maybe if someone else was talking about this, it'd be like a good thing, but it's Snapchat.
Yeah.
They're probably one of the higher contributor to a lot of like online hate and all that stuff. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff on Snapchat, but yeah, there's a really basic ad at the start. This is my second one. These aren't really in order, but there's a Discover ad with Jennifer Coolidge very early on in the game. It just was so basic, and I don't know. I like Jennifer Coolidge, but man, that ad was without any life. It was so boring. And then, honestly, the number one on my list. I don't know if it's like genuinely the worst, but Squarespace had an ad directed by Martin Scorsese and starring Martin Scorsese, and it's like he is one of the best directors ever, but he made not a very good commercial. It was just, you could barely tell it's a Squarespace ad by looking at it. And yeah, I don't know. I just didn't like it.
He can make a movie, but he can't make.
Yeah, stick to movies, little bro.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts in general on the Super Bowl this year? Predictions for next year, maybe?
Packers next. Packers got next. Packers, Bills.
Yeah, Packers, Bills. Super
Packers,
Bowl
Bills.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be
huge.
Nice.
That would be great.
It'd be massive.
It'd be crazy losing in the Super Bowl, wouldn't it?
No, you would lose again. At least you would make it back, though, for the first time since losing 4 straight
Yeah,
years.
That's right.
That's tough.
No, if I could, I mean, from a fan perspective, a Packers Bills Super Bowl would be my.
It
would be my ideal choice. I mean, obviously with the Bills winning, but I mean, I like the Packers. Go to school here now. I'm from Detroit, and I don't really like the Lions and same division as the Packers. So, all for the Packers now.
Wait, why are you a Bills fan again?
My dad's family's from Buffalo.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah. All right, we'll lock it in. Packers Bills next year.
What it's are a the possibility? I mean, they're not bad teams.
No, they're not. Yeah, make it happen. I say.
What are the colors for this year? It's like
red.
So
it is green and. Yep.
But like that thing didn't happen last year.
No, wait.
You did it? Not.
It's like what was the other color? No, it's green and purple. I'm pretty sure.
For like the one next year, the one
yeah,
that just
for the
happened.
One next year.
He's looking at it.
I think it's like red. Like red and greenish. It's like a, I don't know, like a weird greenish
it's not,
yellow.
It's not Packers green.
Wait, they have colors?
Yeah, there's colors on the logos every year, and there's like some sort of superstition. You might be able to.
Yeah, no. So like, it's not like a superstition. It's just kind of been coincidence that the Super Bowl logo usually has like two different colors, and for the past like 3 years before this year, the colors on the Super Bowl logo were the same colors of the team to make teams to make the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs, of course, broke that because they beat the Ravens. If the Ravens won,
it would have been it again.
It would have been the same
Wait,
colors.
This is like
it was
the
purple.
Most interesting part of this podcast. Now I didn't know this. That's
well,
crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, everybody's been making a huge deal now about like what colors the logo is going to be next year. It's the
Packers
script.
Chiefs,
the script it fixes it.
The Chiefs better not make it back.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
You.
They seem like. It seemed like their team was falling apart this season, though. I don't know. It feels like
it always feels like that, but
it does. But I don't know. Well, I'll have to see him. Like,
yeah,
just what happens.
They're gonna look bad for a stretch of games in the regular season. But as long as they make the postseason,
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter as long as Mahomes isn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any thoughts on that Travis Kelce yelling at Andy Reid moment?
Way out of line.
I thought that it was a little annoying. Like, you don't need to go, you know, and you don't like put a hand on your coach. You don't like scream in his face about whatever. Like, you're not getting the ball enough, or like you're on the field when they fumbled. Okay, well, you know.
But it's crazy how far back Kelce and Reid go. From like to like Jason, Travis's older brother, getting drafted by Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Yeah, like they obviously like have been through a lot together, and mm-hmm. I mean they both were very like they handled it well like post game or whatever, and obviously there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's a very passionate moment, I feel like, in like the heat of it where everyone's kind of blowing it up to be more than it was, but
still felt uncalled for.
No, definitely uncalled for. You should not have done that.
Especially with my like knowledge, like I'm not a professional athlete or anything, but when I played high school sports, like that's just like it's just completely. I mean, it was really disrespectful, but honestly, like I get that they're like it's just the heat of a moment, so I don't know. I get the passion and yeah,
obviously it wasn't a huge deal as everyone was making out to be, but the vibe I got from the video, I don't know, it was just like, oh, Travis thinks he can just do whatever he wants because he's the best player ever and he can be mean to his coach, and I don't know, I was like, okay, you don't get to like push people just because you're Travis Kelce. But
The other take I saw was like, ooh, Taylor, get away.
Yeah, better watch out.
Well, I saw there was something that was, it was like earlier in the year when Taylor and Travis were just starting to be a thing. And it was when they lost to the Raiders on Christmas. And Taylor Swift was there and she said like, Travis after the game was like so out of control and like crazy, like mad that like she didn't know if he kept losing, like if she could handle it. Obviously, that was the last game they lost before they won the Super Bowl. But she said, like, he doesn't have a good attitude after they lose, sort of thing. That's sources are saying.
Yeah.
Drama.
Yes.
Drama.
I'm creating drama.
Now that the Super Bowl and the NFL season's over, like, I wonder how long they're going to last now. I don't know. We were talking about it earlier, but, like.
Probably going on a nice vacation.
Yeah.
Back on tour soon. I think so.
Oh, because she left Japan.
She's like in Australia, I think, next or something.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he'll be following her around.
Well, probably. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that.
I bet that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Australia.
He'll be at every one of those.
Just get like a free Eras tour show. Like, and you don't understand how many Swifties would be like dying for that. Just like, follow Taylor.
The show's going to get old to him. It's going to be like repeat after repeat.
That's what the surprise songs are for, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Get a new thing every time. You know.
Do you think she like doesn't tell him? She's like, no, you have to.
Yeah, you just find out with
like,
the rest of
them. Please tell me.
Didn't she add more in the U.S. too for next year or something?
She did, and I did consider, but Indianapolis is too far.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are close to here. Yeah.
That's crazy. She doesn't like Chicago.
She never did come to.
She did Chicago, but that was.
Yeah, she was never anywhere in Wisco though.
Yeah,
she didn't go to like Lambeau or anything.
Not Milwaukee. She didn't go to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is not a place big enough for her.
What about Camp Randall? How about that?
Yeah,
thoughts.
That'd be sick.
You know what?
I could walk there.
Well, my sister went when she was in Detroit, but like tickets were insane, and she wants to go again just because it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But she was like, I don't know if she still is, but she was like debating going to like Indianapolis to like work it, and then she could like automatically like get to watch it again.
I don't know if the Madison area could handle a Taylor Swift concert.
I don't think they could, but
would you go?
I wouldn't go. I mean,
depends on the ticket.
If I could find a ticket for like under $200, I would maybe consider
mine
it.
We were up in the 300s, and ours were about $100 each.
That's not bad, actually. Chicago. I would consider that.
Yeah.
Not the Eras tour, but like 5 years ago, I went to a Taylor Swift concert.
Wait, what tour was that? Was that
no idea? I was on the floor though. We were on the floor. Whoa. We were like really close. It was like one of my first concerts ever, but I was young. I think either late elementary school or early middle school, probably elementary school.
That wouldn't be 5 years ago then.
It wouldn't be five. It long time ago.
That'd be like at least 15 or like.
She was. 10, you know who opened for? I remember that. You know who opened for her? Or like the opening act was Shawn Mendes.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
That era.
That must have been 1989 then.
It might. Probably, that, but maybe that sounds right.
Oh my gosh. This is, I'm learning so much right now.
Dang. That'd be like baby Shawn Mendes too. Like.
Yeah, he wasn't like that known at that time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, all I hear about that concert is that she really knows how to put one on.
No, she does. I can't lie.
Yeah, like, the different costume changes I always see, and I'm like, I'm not the biggest fan of Taylor Swift's music, but, like, I get it. I get it. I get why she's the number one artist in the world. I understand it completely.
I feel like, yeah, no matter what your opinion, if you go into it like, oh, I'm just here because my daughter or my friends are here, I feel like everyone walks out of it like, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah, she's...
Event of the year.
She's definitely a talent, and there's a reason why she sells out entire stadiums multiple days of the week. And honestly, like, kind of creative, the surprise songs, because you get people coming. Like, when you get to a space like L.A. where she's there for, like, 6 or 7 days, people will buy tickets to everyone just to get different surprise songs. So, I don't know. It's really – it's been a crazy – what, year or so that she's been doing this tour? Yeah. Like, this, I think this tour is going to be like 3 years long or something like that, 2 or 3 years long.
And now she's, I'm interested to see, because she has a new album coming out in April, how that's going to affect, because the show is already, what, like 3.5 hours long? Like, it's a long show. So I'm just interested to see if she's, in theory, playing all of her eras, how this new album is going to change the show.
Yeah, maybe she'll, like, cut songs or something.
I don't know. It almost makes me want to, like, buy another ticket to next year, because I'm like, I want to know. But
yeah,
I guess we'll see. All right. Any more thoughts, anyone?
I don't think so.
Not right now. Looking forward to next football season.
Yeah, already. Oh, yeah.
Already. Got the mock drafts going.
Yep.
All right. Well, maybe we'll see you all back next year after the 2025 Super Bowl. But for now, thank you, Anthony, RJ, and Owen, for coming on the podcast, and thanks for listening. Tune in next time.